Haitians in the streets of Port-au-Prince are angry about corruption and poverty. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Google the word Haiti and you'll see pictures of riots, strikes, and burning cars. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart observes,
it's kind of a self-defeating thing. The Haitians think that they're protesting for something that's going to help their country, but they're driving the missionaries and the tourists away, which is their most instant form of cash. So it is having a really sad outcome.
Things are peaceful in Cap Haitien, for Haiti with Love's location, but the events in Port-au-Prince affect ministry by preventing travel. Keep praying for Haiti and continue helping for Haiti with Love. And Russian orphans don't have much in life to call their own. However, a recent visit from SOAR International Ministries changed misery to joy. SOAR's Becky Dinwell says they bring a short-term missions trip from the U.S. to Russia each year as part of their Baskets of Hope outreach. And this spring, the baskets were actually backpacks, and each one was stuffed with toys, warm clothing, and most importantly, God's Word.
They don't go for the candy. They don't go for the, you know, school supplies. The first thing they look for are the Bibles. Each child gets a Bible in the Russian language. It's so cool just to see their eyes light up when they get these baskets.
Along with the tangible items, team members surround these kids with the love and hope of Jesus Christ. Join SOAR's next trip. We'll link you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is a result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.